Okay, this week's Parsha is Parashat Shmini. One of the stories in this week's Parsha is the story of Nadav and Avihu and their chet, what they did wrong. And the Pasuk says, after Vateitze Esh min lefnei Hashem, Votochal atam v'yamutu lefnei Hashem. So, Nadav and Avihu were punished, they were swallowed up by fire. And obviously Yaakov comments that there are a lot of explanations for what their sin was. The Pasuk says that Makrivam Esh Zara Shelo Tzivavotam, they brought a fire close they weren't commanded to. So there's many, many explanations. Some say they paskined the halach in front of their Rebbe. Some say that they were drunk, and you're not allowed to do the avoda when you're drunk, or when you drink wine. Some said they were already chiv mita for something that happened in Har Sinai, and in order not to impinge or diminish the Simcha of Har Sinai, they didn't want Aaron HaKohen to be sad there, so they waited until now to punish them. Some say it's because they decided not to get married. Some say it's because they went in without doing Netilas Yadayim and Raglayim. Some say that they didn't take Eitzah from each other. Some said that they were waiting for Moshe and Aaron to die so that they could take over and lead Am Yisrael. There's many, many explanations. There's more than I mentioned here. There's some in the Medrash here. There's some in the Gemara and Erevin, of Samach Gimel and Aleph. Anyway, the Emes Yaakov says, Pele, seems strange. The Pasuk says what they did wrong. And here Chazal gave you a whole laundry list of things that they did wrong. And it's not like we're talking about people who we consider Rishayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said about them, Bekrovaya Kadesh. So why would Chazal add this litany, this list of chatayim that they could have done, or explanations of what they did wrong, to what these kedoshim, who were until now tzadikim, and meet the mechaber, they're still tzadikim, so what could they, why would Chazal have added to this list of what they did wrong and come up with all these chatayim of what they did wrong? Why are we trying to come up with extra chatayim they did beyond what the pshat of the pasuk is? Meaning, why isn't the pshat of the pasuk enough here? So he says, you have to understand that Chazal were bothered, therefore, by how they could have done something wrong. How could they, who are right near Moshe, Rabbeinu, and Aaron HaKohen, do something wrong? And apparently the root of that comes from that they paskened the halacha in front of their Rebbe. But still, what would have made them to pasken in front of Moshe Rabbeinu? So we have to get to the root, the shoresh of their iser. And if you boil it down, it all comes to gasur haruach. They were a little bit haughty. They were a little bit high in themselves. Now again, we might say that, okay, we as humans in our time aren't supposed to be judging them. So, okay, on their madriga, there was srach gasur haruach. There was something wrong on their madriga that they were being judged for and punished for. So how could it be that these kedoshim made this mistake? So it must be that they, and that this is where all the other answers come in. They weren't too happy with Moshe Rabbeinu leading them. It wasn't that they wanted Moshe in our own spot, but rather, if we did it, we would follow the Torah even better than Moshe Rabbeinu. And okay, and wine wasn't yet usher, but they were drinking wine because it was a Yom Simcha, just like we had a big party after Matan Torah, and we have a Sudas Mitzvah now, so this was the day that they were appointed to the Kahuna. It's a big day. It's a day they want to celebrate. Of course they're going to drink something. So the problem was that they should have been afraid to drink wine because they had to do the Avoda. Why weren't they afraid? Again, because of the Gasar HaRuach. I could do it even drunk, not drunk, but I could do it even if after I drunk wine. I know this avodah so well. In fact, at Har Sinai, achlu v'shatu, and then vayachzu at Elokim. They saw Hashem anyway. Okay, and now why did they get married? Because of Prishut? So just like Ben Azai, who the Gemara tells us, who liked Torah so much, he wasn't going to get married. But why, maybe that's okay. But Chazal were yored to their mindset, to their thought process, and they said what caused them to do all these things was one nekuda merkazit, one central point, one mida that on their madrega was a failing, and that was their gasara ruach, and they were high on themselves. They were haughty. They had a very high opinion of themselves. And therefore, that caused them to make any of these possible mistakes. In other words, Chazal, when they're saying, Nadav and Avihu's chet was X, Y, Z, what are they saying? They're saying, really, their chet was gasara ruach. And gasara ruach, as a root cause, can cause any number of chatayim. It could have caused X, it could have caused Y, it could have caused Z. And Amos Yaakov says that's true for every person. What's monea, what's your motive, your motivation, the motivating factor for many of your chatayim is really sometimes one central point. That is the unifying factor for many of your chatayim. They all come from one root. And sometimes we have to figure out what the root is, what's bothering us, and you know, work on that, be attacking that. But Chazal were saying that Nadav and Avihu's chet and all this list of chatayim that they could have done or did, whatever we're saying the chet was, and maybe they did all of them, but it all came down to its root, gasara ruach. And because of their gasara ruach, it led to them doing inappropriate things that they should not have done. And that's also a lesson for us, both in terms of finding whatever is the monea behind any chatayim we do, any bad improper midah we have. But at the same time, it's also a lesson in us in gasara ruach. How often are we very proud of ourselves, sure of ourselves, barach achara kavod, we're looking for kavod, we think of ourselves as better than others, and judging others to be inferior. And this is an important lesson that we learned from the David Avihu about gasara ruach. Gasara ruach, it's not only the problem of gasara ruach. Gasara ruach is bad enough. But because you're gasara ruach, it can lead you to make so many inappropriate decisions, do so many things that are wrong. And that is the message we have from all these midrashim and all these mefarshim and peirushim who explain the chen of Nadav and Avihu beyond the pshat. The pshat is a chen enough, because the pshat says this is why they were killed. But we pile on this whole list of chatayim they did wrong to show you the dangers of gasara ruach. So we can all learn an important lesson from that.